This is PodTech News for Tuesday, August 8th. I'm Catherine Girardeau. Sprint Nextel today announced plans to develop and deploy a nationwide wireless broadband mobile network using WiMAX. In case you're interested, WiMAX stands for Worldwide Interoperability for Microwave Access. It's a standards-based technology that enables the delivery of last-mile wireless broadband access as an alternative to cable and DSL. So, Sprint Nextel said today it will be working with Intel on mobile WiMAX-enabled chipsets and with Motorola and Samsung on devices. Now, it's easy to understand why Sprint Nextel and mobile device makers would be teaming up on WiMAX, but I wanted to find out more about chipmaker Intel's role. So I called Chris Thomas, Chief of Staff to Intel's Executive Office. Chris works closely with Sean Maloney, Intel's Chief Sales and Marketing Officer, who's been called the driving force behind WiMAX at Intel.
It is very clear that today, by bringing one of the world's largest, most innovative, and forward-thinking carriers on board and having them commit substantial sums of money to roll out WiMAX with very strong partners across the country is going to have a lasting impact on the rest of the ecosystem and will influence many carriers around the world who are making decisions about what to do next to go down the WiMAX path.
Chris, give me some detail about Intel's role in the announcement today.
Okay, well, we've actually been working with Sprint for several years on their decision about what to do with their large swath of spectrum at the 2.5 gigahertz range here in the U.S. As soon as the merger was done, we saw a very substantial business opportunity and actually opportunity for U.S. technology innovation by the fact that now you had a large, unencumbered, broadband wireless, regulatory-approved spectrum owned by one owner across the entire United States. So they've been a key target and key a potential ally for us in WiMAX for quite a long time. So there's actually been a pretty deep technical engagement, product development engagement, and then traditional sales engagement with Sprint over several years. On the technical side, we have driven the WiMAX ecosystem over the last several years in terms of leadership in the WiMAX Forum, leadership in the standards bodies at the IEEE, and have helped define a standard that not only many people out there in the industry like, but that Sprint specifically said today provides up to 10x cost reduction over other alternative technologies in terms of delivering broadband wireless. So one of the key aspects of our engagement with Sprint on this has been driving the technology base through the standards body that gives them a clear technology advantage in using the spectrum for WiMAX. The second thing that we've done is we've worked with them to define what the device offerings and service offerings are going to be that consumers will want to have when they roll out this network to make it a viable service for Sprint. Not only are we working with them around what we're doing in the Centrino Mobile technology space around notebooks, we're also working with them on some new technology initiatives we have, including ultra-mobile PCs, which is basically taking that PC internet mobile experience and over time shrinking it down so it can fit into the palm of your hand and you can get a full PC internet experience just like you get at your desktop today. You can get that in your hand. We think, and Sprint thinks, that that's actually a very exciting device to connect a WiMAX connection to because then you can get the internet you know and love, but at a very reasonable price and wirelessly anytime, anywhere. And I think the third thing that we are going to do, and I won't get into details on that, is we'll work together on the marketing and demand creation for WiMAX services as these roll out using Intel-based clients and using the Sprint network.
Is Intel specifically going to be developing any new kinds of chipsets for WiMAX-enabled devices?
Well, we've already demonstrated several WiMAX chipset products out there. We have our Pro Wireless 5116 series, which is a set of chips. This is for CPE, customer premise equipment, but they're actually 802.16e compliant. Those are actually out in the marketplace today. We've also demonstrated and shown out there what we call our Ofer radio, which is actually the world's first Wi-Fi WiMAX multi-pan global radio that can be used to connect to WiMAX networks. And we've basically shown and developed these chipsets already, put them out into the marketplace, and we have a kind of a robust roadmap to further take that out into the future. So we've already developed a lot of technology. I won't say whether we're developing specific chipsets to Sprint, but they will definitely take advantage of the chips that we're going to be putting in Intel-based devices using WiMAX over the next several years.
And I know you've also been involved in collaborations on WiMAX with Nokia and Motorola.
One of the great things about WiMAX is it is an extremely vibrant ecosystem. There's over 300 companies now that are in the WiMAX forum and all working together to define the standard, interoperability, reduce costs, all those things. And there's actually over 175 trials going on worldwide of various flavors of WiMAX in many, many different countries, including over 40 live networks. We're collaborating with a very, very broad swath of players in that ecosystem, some of them more tightly than others. Obviously, the announcement today indicates an extremely deep relationship that we've talked about, but we also collaborate with other people, and Nokia and Motorola are two of those companies.
When do you think consumers will start seeing the impact of these alliances?
Well, if Sprint hits the commitments it made today, they'll have this rolled out in selected markets in the U.S. by the end of 2007. And in 2008, they mentioned today covering up to 100 million past 100 million consumers with their network by the end of 2008. That's a very big impact on a lot of people. So we should expect major deployments in 2008. Obviously, in Korea today, there's a mobile WiMAX network system working today driven by Korea Telecom. We've worked actually very closely in concert with them. So consumers in Korea are actually using technology today. We've previously said that there'll be WiMAX options for Centrino Mobile Technologies in 2007. So the technology will really be laid out in 2007, and if we hit our commitments, 2008 will be the much more broad-based deployment of the technology.
Do you see WiMAX as a replacement for cable and DSL? Do you think they're going to go away?
No. I think in general, in the world, the general economics of transmission of data is that if you have a wired line in place, it's almost always more economical to use the wired line than to put in a new wireless line to connect that. But the basic fact is that for the vast majority of the world, that wired line doesn't exist yet. So right now, there's only about 250 to 270 million broadband lines in the world, right? That's less than 5% of the global population has broadband. We love cable. We love DSL. We've actually been very involved in the DSL marketplace from the very beginning. That has had a very big and positive impact on our business. But there'll be a lot of places for home broadband access where cable or DSL will never go. In those cases, we think WiMAX is the best alternative to provide low-cost, high-bandwidth internet access where there is no wired line today.
So you're really looking at new markets, global new markets, markets of opportunity for rolling this out.
I think you know, it's a new technology, so it'll be all in all sorts of different markets. One of the great benefits of WiMAX is that the mobile WiMAX standard is going to be built into both home broadband modem equipment, customer premise equipment, and into mobile devices like Centrino notebooks. So you could, on the same underlying network technology base, build both a fixed broadband and a home broadband business. So if you're rolling out mobile WiMAX, there's nothing to say you couldn't have people and maybe in certain neighborhoods or certain buildings that don't have DSL or cable access, and you could also sell them a fixed broadband access technology as well. So it will be in a variety of different settings. But you are right that in emerging markets where broadband penetration is extremely low, in Brazil and Mexico and Africa and Southeast Asia and India, WiMAX has already been chosen as kind of the last mile wireless technology of choice, and that's a huge opportunity for us and our partners.
Well, Chris Thomas, thanks so much for talking with me on PodTech News.
No, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
That was Chris Thomas, Chief of Staff to Intel's Executive Office. I talked with him about the chip company's role in a planned nationwide WiMAX, Wireless Broadband Mobile Network, announced today by Sprint Nextel. Sprint Nextel said the WiMAX plan will be rolled out in some markets by late next year. This is PodTech News.